Kia ora, Tony.
Kia ora, Brian. It's great to be on the show. Thank you for having me on.
Did I get Zuzu right, or was it Shushu or something else?
Well, it's we pronounce it Susu because it was actually named after an old staff member we had, Su Yen, who was Vietnamese. But she left about 8 years ago, and the restaurant's changed a bit since then, but we still call it Susu.
So what is it about Phil Goff's leadership that's bothering you? And is leadership over what, COVID-19 or other things?
The letter wasn't designed to be a beat up session on Phil Goff, to be honest. It was more designed to highlight some significant challenges we have at the moment. And we felt, just in the last couple of weeks, I haven't actually heard a lot from Phil Goff on some of these issues. And that could be right or wrong. I'm not quite sure. But I hadn't heard a lot from him. So just recently with this issue with whether the wage subsidy is going to be available on level two in Auckland, for us, that is such an important issue that I thought that we really did need to highlight it to Phil Goff. And hopefully he'll pick up on it and take it very seriously, because it is incredibly serious for our industry, and it's incredibly serious for a range of industries in Auckland. And I am also concerned about next year, because if level two is going to be the default for next year, then I'm concerned then, you know, is there going to be any support for people?
What else are you worried about?
As I say, the wage subsidy is probably one of the key issues. Three out of the four of our businesses are based in downtown Auckland, and the MIQs, obviously, it was decided by central government 18 months ago that they would be in downtown Auckland, and I'm sure that that was the right decision. You know, for some reason, I'm sure it was, it's becoming. sorry about this, Brian. This is the first radio interview I've done, so I'll just.
You're doing fine. You're doing fine, Tony.
Thank you. Keep going.
I'll prod you if I need to.
Okay. No, thank you. So, look, the MIQ facility. I mean, it doesn't seem to make sense for them to be in downtown Auckland these days. It seems to be a very risky and concerning position for downtown Auckland and for the country. And so I guess that's one of the issues. Other than that, I've just sort of said that maybe they could invest more in activity for the CBD to rebound.
I guess, Tony, if they're not going to go in central Auckland, where do they go? I mean, I don't know if anybody's going to say, yes, put them next to us, are they?
Look, I absolutely understand that. And I really don't want to come across as being a NIMBY, because, you know, as I say, I'm sure there was very sensible reasons for them to be in downtown Auckland. But moving forward,
it seems to me, Tony, that one of the problems you've got all your restaurants in the CBD, and the other issue for you is that, okay, right now you're in level four and nobody's coming into town anyway, but the thing that has also happened in Auckland is that people worked from home, and I don't know if it's making it... Is this whole adjustment that's having to go on for businesses that base themselves downtown, more so in Auckland, but also probably in Wellington and Christchurch as well? And do you think Phil Goff is doing enough to encourage people to come back into town, whether it's to work or play, once you get out of this level four stuff?
I don't think so. It's about people changing people's behaviour, and I think that is actually a difficult thing. So, the best I feel Phil Goff can be doing is obviously committing some resources towards promotion, all that sort of thing. But look, for number one for us is really making sure that Phil Goff is advocating for us for the wage subsidy. I have to say, to be honest, that's number one. Everything else is wonderful to be getting contributions from the council, but they are really not going to do the same thing as if we're getting that support.
Obviously, you've got the wage subsidy at the moment, right?
Yes, we do.
Yeah, and you'll keep that with level three. But at the moment, you're understanding level two, the subsidy goes, right?
Well, that's the understanding at the moment. Look, I don't think the government has made a decision, and I don't think, I don't think the government's made a decision. But I think at this stage, the expectation is as soon as Auckland's at level two, the rest of the country will be either at level two or level one, and that will mean that the wage subsidy won't be offered.
How close to the wire are you now? And I'm sorry, I'm mixing my metaphors here, Tony. Are you in terms of how close to the wind? I won't mix my metaphors. I'll go, how close to the wind are you sailing in terms of your businesses at the moment?
Look, I have to say, Brian, that we are probably in a better position than most. We went into the lockdown with some very good businesses, and we went into the lockdown having saved what I would consider quite a considerable amount of money in the bank. That is close to gone. And we have applied to the bank for additional loans. We applied to the bank last year, and we took on some, it's a lot of debt, and this year we'll be taking on, you know, a decent amount more debt. And the bank haven't said that they're going to accept that. We're hoping that they will, but we're lucky that the bank, that we have that sort of relationship with the bank, and we've gone into this lockdown with what I think are very, very good businesses. If you hadn't gone to the lockdown with considerable amounts of money in the bank, or what I would consider a very reasonable amount of money in the bank, then this is calamitous.
So, Tony, you were prudent, and that's good. Do you want, because I think one of the challenges, maybe for business, and I think for those of us who don't rely on retail for our income, either directly or indirectly, so I'm talking about you as a business owner and your employees, those of us, for example, my wages are paid by the taxpayer, so I don't have the same risk in this thing right now. But would it be really useful to have some kind of timeline in terms of, because possibly the best thing for you and for the whole country is we're all back at level one by the summer holidays. And then you can hopefully get a lot of tourists coming into Auckland because they can't go anywhere else at the moment, can they?
Look, I've agreed with the elimination strategy. I absolutely agree with it. And I think the government has done an excellent job in that regard. So the best thing New Zealand can do is to eliminate COVID, you know, over the next 3 to 4 or 5 or 6 weeks, however long it's going to take. And that's, I guess that's why part of my letter, what I said is, you know, we're worried about now, but we're also worried about next year. Because if level two, which has changed because of the Delta variant, level two has changed significantly. We used to be allowed to have 100 people in our restaurant. Now we're allowed 50 people in our restaurant. And allowing 100 people in our restaurants, we could probably deliver about 80% revenue. On 50 people, we're talking about 50% revenue. And if we're going up and down on level one to two, because there's some COVID, because COVID is in Auckland, next year when we sort of slowly open up, that will be very problematic.
Well, that's really what you need is if we, the government and the country, is going to make a decision about when we have sufficient vaccination in the nation to open up again, that we have some kind of clarity about what the situation will then be in terms of how we cope with COVID in the community. Because it will be in the community, won't it? Whether we go have a permanent level two or whether we just beef up our health system and our hospital system and hopefully have sufficient numbers of vaccinated so we can cope with the people who still get sick, right?
Look, we don't know what next year is going to look like. That's the thing. We actually don't know what next year is going to look like. We've already had two lockdowns this year. And as I say, Krishna and myself, our company, we're lucky that we have been prudent and we have got businesses that have been able to get us through so far. Next year, if it continues to happen, that's going to be problematic. It's going to be problematic for us. It's also going to be an incredible challenge for other businesses. And I talk to people who are in IT. Krishna spoke to someone who's in design. She's got a design studio. People are finding it pretty challenging at the moment. They really are, and it's not actually just hospitality. It's across the board. You know.
Yeah, because you don't know what next year will bring. But if the government was able to give you a signal in terms of what next year will involve once we open up, that would be useful for you to plan towards, wouldn't it? Whether it includes the risk of going back to level two or whether we're going to just going to cope with whatever is in the community in terms of COVID and carry on at a level one level.
Look, absolutely. Business, along with any other organisation struggles when it's having to make decisions at the final moment, and it struggles to be able to invest, it struggles to be able to employ, it struggles to be able to keep people employed if there's these unknowns, and at the moment. With the challenges with employing people, I mean, we're doing everything we physically possibly can to make sure that our team stay with us. We've got a staff of over 100 people. We're doing everything we can to make sure that we keep our staff because we know as soon as Christmas arrives, we need them, right? But if you're doing that and if you're investing in your staff and you're trying to keep them, but you also know that January is going to be difficult with tourism, early February is going to be difficult with tourism, and we don't actually know what's going to happen yet next year. You know, it's an incredibly complicated and challenging time, and anything we can do, anything the government can do that can give us some surety in terms of what sort of support we're going to get is going to help us enormously.
Tony, thanks very much for joining us this evening.
Thank you, Brian.
Auckland restaurateur Tony McGeorge.